Standing in the spotlight of politics in the 70s meant you were subject to the blatant scrutiny of George Bain. Having spoken with National Affairs columnist Jeffrey Simpson, he told me that he'd always felt he'd stood on George's shoulders. George delivered the political perspective in a way that I see Jon Stewart delivering the news, although with a more, shall we say, journalistic agenda. In a column entitled Where Did It Go?, George tackled the finances of the Canadian government and national overspending. Anybody got any ideas on how much we should spend next year?
Well, we've got to spend more than last year. We're supposed to be stimulating the economy in order to produce more jobs, and I read somewhere...
John Maynard Keynes?
I don't know. It was one of those guys. Anyway, I read this thing which said that... Let's see, how did it go? Annual income, £20. Annual expenditure, 1996. Result, happiness. Annual income, £20. Annual expenditure, £20. Alt and 6. Result, misery.
That's not Keynes, you clot. That's Macabre.
Well, I told you it was one of those guys. But now that I think of it, I was right in the first place. We've got to take in less and spend more. How much do we spend this year, bud?
I don't keep a running total of these things, you know? Something like 14 billion?
Well, suppose we say 352 million. Sound okay to you guys?
Reading Bain makes you look at politics as though you were sitting on the hill watching politicians sway the public by whacking themselves on the head with wiffle ball bats, and then passing it on saying, go ahead, you try. In 1971, External Affairs Minister Mitchell Sharp reasoned that we lifted the trade embargo on South Africa in order to cultivate the Western mentality in that part of the world. Bain writes, have you ever experienced that feeling of communion with the people of Rocklaw when you put that tin of Polish ham in your shopping cart? This coming issue of the Review, watch out, Harper, George is back. He'll dangle you before the public, whispering, gotcha.